I mean, I'm interrupting the review, I know. But when they go to work, they come, they're young, and they stay. And they're treated really well. And in turn, that pays off for their customers who all get the red carpet treatment. In any case, back to Hunter's review. First off, Patrick Langley's one of the best salespeople I've ever done business with. He called me immediately upon submitting my build online. And I knew from day one, this is who I wanted to buy a car from. From idea to delivery, he helped set expectations, communicated when he had new info, provided a world-class delivery experience. Also, big thanks to Doug Taylor, who helped with my online build and price experience, and Gerald Jordan, who lined up financials. These guys do business the right way. No hidden fees, no gimmicks, straight up and down. There it is, Ramona. There are all the things that we always talk about. George Coleman is hands down my preferred dealer going forward. The culture here is uncommon, and you should experience it for yourself. Multiple exclamation marks. Exactly. That's it, exactly. It's those things. You know, by the way, Ramona, one thing I will say, you know who does get mentioned all the time too? Doug Taylor and Gerald Jordan. You know, two sort of behind-the-scenes guys. Those two gentlemen get mentioned constantly in these reviews. Go see George Coleman Ford Travelers West. I promise you will, in fact, thank me later. It's just a special place with special people. A couple things. Tester says, has anyone mentioned Baltimore College? Yeah. You mean University of Maryland, Baltimore County? I get your point. Yeah, the team that upset Virginia, number one seed Virginia, became the first 16 seed to beat a number one seed. No one had mentioned that actually. Now, don't you think that's strange, Ramona? Don't you think people have mentioned numerous basketball games, but no one mentioned the only time a 16 seed has beat a one in history, when University of Maryland, Baltimore County upset UVA.
That's a famous one, though, isn't it?
It is, but I think there's a reason why no one has mentioned that.
Why?
And it's because no one believes in Virginia. Not that they were going to lose to UMC, University of Maryland, Baltimore County. By the way, that game became a blowout in Maryland, Baltimore County's favor. But I think the reason is we all knew whether Virginia was losing as a one seed or the following year going on to win the actual NCAA title, their margin for victory was zero, nada, empty set. They were just every time they play, it was going to be 54-52. That's what you knew with Virginia. So if you're going to be in those type of games, then you're subject to being upset. Even when you're a one seed, even when the other team is a 16 seed. That doesn't diminish the fact that the spread was still big on that game. I can't remember what the number was, but I would imagine it was still like, I would still think it was like 20. Let me see if I can find that. Spread margin. Let's see. Okay, I have something from Action Network here. UMBC didn't just make the NCAA tournament history as the first 16 to beat a one in 136 tries. The Retrievers, who closed as 20-point underdogs, so it was exactly 20. I had guessed 20. Also landed in gambling lore, becoming the first tournament team in the past 20 years to win outright as plus 2750 or higher money line dogs. Here are all the other notable gambling-related records broken with UMBC's stunning 74-54 upset over the Cavs. So a 20-point dog won by 20. The Retrievers are the second school in the past 20 years to win an NCAA tournament game as an underdog of 20 points or more. Norfolk State topped Mizzou as a 21-point dog in 2012. Teams favored by 20 or more points in the tourney are now 91-2 straight up in the past 20 years. Teams favored by 20 or more points in the tourney are now 91-2 straight up over the past 20 years. UMBC covered the spread by a whopping 40.5 points. That's the second largest spread margin in the last 20 years of the NCAA tournament. In the 2016 Final Four, Villanova, a 2.5-point favorite, trounced Oklahoma 95-51, covering the spread by 41.5 points. So this is a little info from the Action Network on it. Yeah, look, it's a good call on your part, Dexter. I think the only question is, you know, do people just sort of forget about it? Like, yeah, but it's just stinking Virginia who, you know, I think what it is no one really viewed Virginia as legitimate number one seed. And when they won the title the following year.
They still didn't?
No one believed them. Listen, you know, I talk about the luckiest team in the history of college football being the 98 Tennessee Volunteers.
Tennessee, yeah.
Yeah, the luckiest college basketball team I've ever seen. And by the way, I had them in the championship game that year. I didn't have them winning. I had them I don't think I had them winning. I think I had them losing in the championship game. I don't recall. But I know I had them getting to the championship game. But they're the luckiest NCAA basketball champion we've ever seen. I mean, they could have lost anywhere along the line. They were lucky after lucky after lucky after double and triple lucky. You know, in the Auburn game, you know, Auburn has already lost their best player. And then you had the fiasco at the end of that game where, you know, you could have played that out 100 more times and Virginia's not winning one of those. But somehow they won the only one that the score mattered on and advanced and won the NCAA title a year. So a year after becoming the first one seed to lose to a 16, that happened. So, yeah, I mean, that was definitely wilding. There's no question about it. I've had a lot of good answers today on a question that I don't even know that I threw out there. But I like it. I like it. That's the texters taking their own initiative. I like it. I've had a lot of great answers. I still don't think anything touches what we saw on Saturday. I don't think anything that's ever happened. I think that we always see things from our own perspective. And without question, in terms of the sort of Cold War status of our relationship with the Soviet Union, the stakes were enormous for us to win in hockey. And it was a tremendous upset. Remember when the Soviets had faced the U.S. team, you know, leading up to the games, and it was a 10-3 outcome. I believe that was played at Madison Square Garden. And so, you know, in hockey terms, 10-3 is about as big a blow as you can get. So there weren't expectations. I mean, the U.S. wasn't supposed to make it to that point. But we had a young, talented team. A lot of those guys went on to play in the NHL. One thing that people don't remember about that 81, about the 80 Miracle on Ice team, was that for some reason that has never been clearly defined or answered, the Russian coach pulled Vlad Tretiak, who was considered the greatest goalie, not just living then, but was considered by many hockey experts to be the greatest goalie in history. They pulled him from the game after one period, after he gave up one goal that you would not normally give up to tie it. They pulled him from the game. And they went with the kid. To this day, he himself has no idea why he was pulled. Neither does anybody else.
They didn't tell him later?
No, he's never found out. In fact, you know, Vlad Tretiak has said that through the years, he's been contacted by many of the U.S. players, many of the American players on that team, on the Miracle on Ice team, who wanted to know why on earth they would have pulled him from goal, because it was something nobody had any good answer to. There has never been a good answer to that. And look, do I think we would have gone on to win? I don't know. I think this, though, when throughout all of sports history, when a team you're playing does something stupid invincibly stupid to benefit you. It's not your job to correct their error.
No.
It's your job
to take him out. Right. He's beating us.
Right. It's your job to take advantage of the mistake. And that's what the U.S. hockey team was able to do as part of that miracle. Now, if Vlad Tretiak is never pulled from that game, I don't know. I would guess that the Soviets probably win. I would guess they probably win. And given Tretiak's status, I mean, understand this, Ramon. This guy was involved in all sorts of international competition against the Canadians, who were the greatest team of the time, and the Soviets were the other greatest team of the time, and constantly they were playing for gold medals and they were playing for world championships. Tretiak had goaltended, had been the starting goalie in 98 world championship games. 98.
You're kidding.
No. This guy has been the starting goaltender in 98 world championship games, and his goal per game average was an astonishing 1.78. You pulled that dude after the first quarter.
Maybe he did something that they didn't like.
No. In fact, when the move was made, his whole team was in shock. In fact, there's a belief. Now, again, there's always a loser's perspective, but there's a belief from that Soviet team that when they pulled Tretiak, that they basically tapped out, that they couldn't understand.
Oh,
the
really?
Players themselves could not understand why they would ever do such a thing. I think they were stunned. I'll grant that, but I don't think they fully tapped out. I think they lost. There's always been a lot of revisionist historianism when a team loses unexpectedly or when upsets occur. Let me tell you about my friends at Roto-Rooter. First of all, Roto-Rooter is the only plumber you've ever heard of. The only plumber. I have unsolicited testimonials on Roto-Rooter to the end of time. To the end of time. Because of the work that they do, the work they've done for 90 years, the fact that the same family, Clemson alum, have owned the franchise here in the upstate for over 30 years. Those are the people I have the unsolicited reviews on. And now I'm also one of those reviews because I employed them to swap out my water heater, which went on the fritz. And I needed help. And I needed help then, not 2 weeks later. And here's the good news for you. Live human being answers your call 24/7, 365. You know who else gives you that? Nobody. So you're going to need this number. Put it on your refrigerator. 288-7686. 288-7686. Now, let me talk to you as a potential employee of Roto-Rooter. It's been said you get out of something what you put into it. That's how the folks at Roto-Rooter view it when it comes to your future. As a professional plumber with them, you see your income is in your hands with potential compensation as high as $100,000 plus. When you become part of the Roto-Rooter team, they invest in your health and your well-being and your future. That means full benefits. We've urged you for years to invest in Roto-Rooter to do your plumbing, both at home and at your business. That's how this works. They invest in you. Roto-Rooter has been in business for nearly 90 years, and the local folks have been a part of that legacy for over 30. With the continued strong growth in homes and businesses across the Carolinas, that means you could have the potential to make as much as $100,000 plus income with Roto-Rooter. Start your Roto future today with rotocareers.com. That's rotocareers.com. You'll thank me later. Quick break.
Spring cleaning is always first thing on the to-do list this time of year, so don't forget yourself. Roosters is here to remind you how important it is to keep your hair and face fresh and clean this season. Roosters has a full menu of what you need for male grooming this spring, to check that off of your list. Don't forget to set your next appointment with the professionals at Roosters on Pelham Road in Greenville by calling 884-8920. Gift cards are always available at Roosters. Give the gift that keeps on giving.
Skeptic about septic? Call the experts, the plumbing experts. Did you know your septic tank should be pumped every 3 to 5 years? With our maintenance plan, you don't need to worry. We take care of it. When it comes to septic tanks, prevention through routine maintenance is key. Our plumbers are fully trained, licensed, and qualified to provide the best experience the first time. So whether you need a pump or repair, don't be a skeptic about septic. Call the experts, the plumbing experts. Visit online at theplumbingexperts.com. They won't let you down.
I'm Eddie Bennett. Spring is here, and Bennett has Takeuchi track loaders, excavators, and wheel loaders available for sale or rent at our locations. Bennett and Takeuchi now offer attachments for track loaders and excavators with the Takeuchi quality and dependability you've come to trust. Call or visit any of our upstate locations or online at BennettEquipment.net. Bennett Equipment and Takeuchi, two names you can trust. And as always, when you need equipment, buy it or rent it from Bennett.
No matter where you get work done, no matter what your classroom looks like, no matter how far away your loved ones feel, we are here to connect you to what matters most in your world. We are Upcountry Fiber, powered by Blue Ridge Electric and WCTEL, and we're here because of you. Sign up for a stronger connection today at upcountryfiber.com.
For years, we've shared with you why Roto-Rooter should be your plumber. You've told us about the great work Roto-Rooter does for your home and your business. That same Roto-Rooter we promote is also a great place to work. In fact, your earning potential as a plumber with Roto-Rooter is up to you, with compensation ranging from $50,000 to $100,000 plus and full benefits. Roto-Rooter locally invests in your health benefits, in your well-being, and in your future. Studies indicate that 1 in 7 plumbing jobs in America is done by a Roto-Rooter plumbing professional. And with the continued strong growth in homes and new businesses across the Carolinas, you'll have plenty of work to keep you busy and earn between $50,000 and $100,000 plus. Roto-Rooter's been around nearly 90 years, and the local owners have been a part of that legacy for over 30. Find out more at rotocareers.com. That's rotocareers.com. You'll thank me later.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
Get a new Tohatsu boat motor and feel the wind. Tohatsu Outboard offers 4-stroke motors up to 250 horsepower with a 5-year warranty. Simplic technology, reliability, dependability, and simplicity. Get a new Tohatsu motor with low monthly payments. Financing is available, and we accept major credit cards and debit cards. Call McCurry's Outboard in Anderson at 864-225-8704 and let's deal. Open weekdays 8 to 5:30 till noon on Saturdays. McCurry'sOutboard.com.
Spring is here and summer isn't far off. Nobody wants to see that old dad bod at the beach. Come into Low Country Mail today and get that weight off, get your energy up, and get your game back in the bedroom. Our concierge plans are just $220 a month and include testosterone, doctor visits, and labs. Ask us about our new peptide weight loss protocol that burns fat and eliminates cravings. Worried about thinning hair? We got you covered with PRP hair restoration. No contracts, no pushy salesmen, and no beta males. Make men men again. LowCountryMail.com.
Powered by Upcountry Fiber, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing fiber internet, HDTV, and phone service, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
105.5 and 97.5, we are The Roar, where every day is game day.
Welcome to the Road Race. We are back. A couple of things. One, if you've been trying to get into the show, and I know you have, you probably have found that you have not been able to because our phone lines have been down. So I'm just mentioning that now because Ben Milstead just flew in to try and put them back up. So I've been talking to you, which is fine. We'll talk the rest of the afternoon if they're not up. We'll see. I'll let you know if your participation is possible. Couple things. I saw this. This is from Bleacher Report. Shaq said that Rudy Gobert wouldn't be able to guard him. And then Rudy Gobert fired back by saying, I would lock his ass up. Rudy Gobert, you know, sometimes defensive presence, COVID distributor early in the process. Rudy Gobert says he would lock his A up, talking about Shaq. Rudy Gobert, you know what? Rudy Gobert is a very fine defensive center. He also has been bumped in the head too many times. Because a motivated Shaquille O'Neal would kill you, Rudy Gobert. Absolutely kill you. Newsflash, you don't have the body type to deal with the level of physicality that dude brought when he was motivated to play. Only one guy who's ever played did or more, and that was Chamberlain. But you don't. You, Rudy Gobert, do not. So, you know, look, I don't know what motivates Shaq to say the things he does. You know what, Ramona? If Shaq's going to say these kind of things on my Alexa, then I may just pay for that.
If I can get
Shaq to insult, if they tell me instead of him telling jokes, if I can get all of his insults of other players,
that'd be fun for you.
Yeah, or maybe if that's what they mean, I'll pay for that. I will pay to have Alexa say, "Hey, did you hear what Shaq said about Rudy Gobert this morning?" I'll pay for that. I go find out what that one-time fee is. I might try it for a day now. Because I'm curious whether it's this type of stuff or not. But Rudy Gobert firing back that I would lock his A up. No, Rudy. No, Rudy. No, you would not. No, I'm sorry. You know, the game has changed. But it hasn't changed that much. That, like, if you think that Diesel was still playing, that he wouldn't overwhelm you. Who was it that O'Neal dunked on? He basically dunked him right into the stands. Oh, it was, God, I'm drawing a blank on the dude's name. I can see his face clear as day. The guy from Yale. It'll come to me. 6'10", 250, Nets. Regardless, O'Neal turned him into like a one-foot-tall person and just yoked on his head. And that's what he'd do to you, Rudy. He wouldn't see. You may block people's shots or change their shots. You're not changing it when he knocks you out of bounds and just dunks on your head. That's what he would be doing. Then there's been this debate about Embiid versus the Joker for MVP. And part of the reason, well, first of all, part of the reason is Embiid had a great year. And Joker had perhaps an even better year. Joker became the first player in history to shoot over 65% from the field while scoring over 25 points. Think about that. As long as this league has been played and as many talented big guys as there have been, etc., he became the first player in history to, while averaging over 25 points a game. That's a pretty big sniffle there, Ramar.
Oh, sorry about that.
That's a big on-ear sniffle.
Sorry about that, y'all.
Yeah, it's not exactly like Lee Dorman losing a tooth on
sorry.
Air. But
I didn't realize my mic was on. I have sinus issues, in case anybody wants to know that.
They know now.
Yeah, they do.
They know now. I just wanted some clarification on that. But in any case, people probably... So the MVP came down to Joker and Embiid. And Embiid had an incredible season. I mean, Embiid finally became the player that I've always thought he would coming out of Kansas. And, you know, and finally had some health. And both guys carried their teams. But, let's not forget that Joker didn't have Jamal Murray all year. That's a pretty big deal. You know, you could argue they didn't have the second or third best player on that team all year. And so he's the focus of everything. And what'd they go, 48 and 34? It's not too shabby. And he's, look, I always thought Bill Walton was the greatest passing big that ever played the game. But Joker is probably even better. I mean, and they're 1-2 in that category regardless. But Joker, statistically, and, you know, part of that is how much he has the basketball, his usage rates. But he's a tremendous, tremendous player. I mean, you know, the guy is like a 7-foot tall bowling pin. You know, he doesn't look the part until you get out on the court with him. He turns you every which way but loose. Now, is he as dominant defensively as some other great centers? No, but he's so good in every other area, and he's an improved defensive player. Embiid is terrific as well. Honestly, I have no problem with either one of those guys. Win the MVP. The dilemma here, I think, for some, is that there was conjecture and rumor going back like 2 weeks ago that Embiid had won his first MVP. You know, it, generally that leaks out before the award, and there was such conjecture and rumor, but not the case. Joker wins for the second year in a row, and next year he'll have his mates back, which I think will help him greatly. So, look, his team is going to be better next year. His team's going to win 60 games next year, which should help him. Robert, how are you? Appreciate you getting in, Robert.
Oh, I'm good, dude.
Good. Appreciate you. Oh, yeah. See, Ramona, all the little red lights that were on before. There were things showing up on that board I had never seen before.
Yeah. I know. And, me too.
Yeah, they're all gone. Look at Milstead. He fixed that thing in like 5 seconds.
He's the man.
Yeah, he is.
He is the man.
Yeah.
I knew a lot of people wanted to get in on that race Saturday, but geez, I was calling and calling and calling.
Yeah, the phone line was out, Robert. Yeah, it was. Yeah. Yeah, I probably should have announced that earlier.
I noticed that it was like, okay, he's not talking to anybody. What's going on? He's leaving all these people on hold?
Yeah. Well, you know, I'll do that at times too, but no, not today.
Yeah. What a great race Saturday. Man, I have watched that thing so many times. The explosiveness. And I love a great underdog, but the explosiveness of that horse when he found a lane, it was awesome. I mean, one of the greatest things I've ever seen. I've been around a while. The Miracle on Ice. You know, the one thing that I think is right there with the Miracle on Ice, and you've already covered it, but that North Carolina State over Houston, yeah, that point spread was only 7.5. But, dude, nobody gave North Carolina State a chance in that game. If you remember the coverage of it, it was just going to be a walk in the park for Houston in that five slamma jamma team.
Well,
and that made it bigger.
Yeah,
to me.
Again, I think Villanova Georgetown was a bigger upset than that one, though. That Houston team had flaws. I mean, obvious flaws. And that's why the line is what it was. That Villanova team was a ninth seed, the only ninth seed to ever win the NCAA tournament. And that Georgetown team was a friggin' monster. I mean, Patrick Ewing is the most underrated great college player of all time. I think he's, like, honestly, I'd have to do it out, and I probably have at some point, but I think he's top, like, 6'7". You look at some of the teams that dude played against. I mean, he lost an NCAA title because Fred Brown threw the ball to James Worthy.
I had $20 on that game.
Right, and that was a North Carolina team.
Georgetown.
Right, and that's a North Carolina team with Jordan and Worthy and you know all those cats, Perkins.
Good team.
And yet they weren't as good as Georgetown because the best player on the court was by far Patrick Ewing, by far. And, you know, he set the tone at the start of the game by blocking every shot. He goaltended some of them intentionally. He didn't care. It was like, I'm the best player on the court here. You North Carolina boys think whatever you want, but I'm the best player on this here court today. And he was. That's the truth. He was. And then he lost the Villanova game where this team of just guys decides to shoot 78%, a record that will stay forever. And it took every last stinking shot to still beat him. Otherwise, that dude wins three NCAA titles, and you know, and everyone talks about him as one of the few best to ever have done it. But on my college basketball short list, Patrick Ewing is near the top. You know, he's way over guys like Christian Laettner, who for me are way down the list.
That Villanova team, that you're absolutely right. That's like going from an 80 speed rating to 102 in one
game. Right. That's right. Well, and now the question is, you know, and maybe somebody in his hierarchy will let us know what the Golden Flash, Rich Strike, is gonna run in the Preakness. Are you gonna go back to your 84 buyer speed rating and finish last in the field, or are you going to run 102 again and win the Preakness? Because I'll tell you right now, if that horse runs 102 again, he's gonna win the Preakness.
Yeah, I just hope nothing comes out about doping.
I don't think there's going to. I don't think there's going. I don't. Furthermore, Robert, you know what? Even horses that dope, they don't get the. They don't. That's not what happens to them. You know, they don't turn into a rocket launcher and just blow away the field. That's not how doping in horse racing works. Doping in horse racing allows you to stay a little stronger. To fight fatigue, to heal more quickly, these kinds of things. Yeah. It doesn't turn you into a rocket ship.
Yeah. I mean, I remember Secretariat. I was young, but I remember my dad talking about it, and that's the greatest thing. I even watched the movie something like just rewatch that movie. I mean, because it was that's exactly what it was like—a horse who just came from nowhere. But and just showed so much strength and speed. I mean, just amazing. But
and by the way, you want to watch another great horse race, and one of the greatest calls of all time. Go watch American Pharoah win the Triple Crown at the Belmont. The after 37 years, it was just unbelievable. I mean, I retweeted it the other day. I watched it a million times. Still chills. Secretariat in the Belmont, American Pharoah winning the Triple Crown after 37 years in the Belmont, and what we saw on Saturday.
Yeah. I mean, they could get a fan out of me in horse racing because, I mean, these are beautiful, magnificent animals, and they're not going to be turning into babies and complaining about everything.
Well, Robert, you know, tell me where in sports there is more excitement than the 2 minutes of one of these amazing races. You know, it's it. You know, we talk all the time about one of the things with football being the short schedule, the fact that there aren't many games as to why it's so popular. Well, a horse race lasts 2 minutes. Robert, I got to run. Appreciate the call.
Question about a draft right quick, man, if you don't mind.
Yeah, quick.
Is it my imagination or is there a huge amount of undrafted free agents being signed? Walt, I appreciate it.
I think it's the same. Hey, Ramona, you were telling me about some brand new offerings from our friends at Krispy Kreme.
Yeah, we got some good donuts for the limited time donuts.
Honeybee donut, they always come up with these limited time, insanely good donuts. You have to act now. Okay, Honeybee donut.
That's the Honeybee good. Donut is a glazed donut decorated like a honeybee.
Cool.
Okay.
Yeah.
But they have one that you'll be interested in called a honey cake donut. And it says a glazed sour cream cake donut. Okay. Topped with salted honey icing drizzles and an oat crisp crumble.
Okay. I have to have that. Okay. I have to have yeah. that because I am a huge cream cheese sour cream fan. I swear to God, put it on anything. Trust me when I tell you this. If you make a cheesecake, try coating the top of it with sour cream. You will thank me later. You will thank me later. That's Mama's recipe. Oh, God. People used to kill for it. She'd have to make it to take everywhere. She'd make these little ones, like cupcake-sized ones.
Uh-huh.
And they'd have the sour cream and then uh-huh. top with the fruit. Oh,
and
people
you were still just
people
the
would
meanest.
Fight over them. What?
And
well, how did
still
I get mean
a
in
mean
this?
Kid.
How
she did all that wonderful, and you were still a mean kid.
All right.
Kid.
Tell me about the rest of the donut.
Okay. And the other one's called a honey pull apart. And let's see, wait a minute. I lost him. Oh, it's a glazed honey donut clusters drizzled with salted honey icing. They're just little, little clusters of donut that you just pull apart like,
that's
a,
perfect.
Like a cinnamon roll and just eat.
Eat with the dunk your coffee or milk, whatever. That's perfect. Yeah. All right, listen. The New York Super Cheesecake Donut, the hot original glaze come fresh off the press 3 times a day. All of your warm and cold weather drinks, all the stuff the fancy coffee house has, except at reasonable prices. This is Anderson Spartanburg Krispy Kreme. Go see the Reese family, and for all your fundraising needs, tell them I sent you. We're late. Len, you're up first.
Out with the old and in with the new. Granger Nissan is celebrating the spring the best way we know how, by getting you into that new vehicle you've been eyeing. With the largest inventory to choose from, we know we can get you in the right vehicle for you and your family. And speaking of old, take advantage of your car's trade-in value at its peak. We'll buy the car from you without a purchase. Granger Nissan of Anderson at 3510 Clemson Boulevard, only 25 miles from Greenville, and always online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
Spring cleaning is always first thing on the to-do list this time of year, so don't forget yourself. Roosters is here to remind you how important it is to keep your hair and face fresh and clean this season. Roosters has a full menu of what you need for male grooming this spring, so check that off of your list. Don't forget to set your next appointment with the professionals at Roosters on Pelham Road in Greenville by calling 884-8920. Gift cards are always available at Roosters. Give the gift that keeps on giving.
Hey friends, Don Munson here for Buff City Soap at the Hartwell Village Shopping Center in Clemson and the shops at Green Ridge in Greenville. Yes, Buff City Soap has delightfully scented plant-based soaps that are handmade daily, but they also have laundry soap, foaming hand soaps, shaving soaps, facial bar, beard care products, and all of the accessories to make your skin happy. Shop for yourself, shop for friends, family, or co-workers. Buff City has a soap for everyone and any occasion. Be sure to like on Facebook for updates and specials at Buff City Soap Greenville and Buff City Soap Clemson.
I'm a donut nut. I'm a donut nut. I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
I'm Glenn Reese with Krispy Kreme Donuts in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 7 days a week. Pick up some delicious donuts and a cup of coffee. We'll help you raise money for your club, church, or group of worthy cause. Sell Krispy Kreme donuts. Call Spartanburg and Anderson Krispy Kremes.
I'm a donut nut. I'm a donut nut. I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
I think we're in a time loop.
Because we get White Hot Ranch Nacho Fries every day at Taco Bell?
Yeah, every day is the same. Watch this. Bite, yell, honk.
We're living in a time loop.
Feast on the new White Hot Ranch Nacho Fries day after day. Grilled steak loaded on seasoned fries topped with warm nacho cheese sauce and the new White Hot Ranch.
Same bite.
Different day.
Here comes the bong sound.
Participating U.S. Taco Bell locations for a limited time only. Contact local store for prices, hours, and participation which vary.
Cards issued by Celtic Bank, member FDIC.
Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's credit cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp's software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 3.3% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/sports. Ramp.com/sports. ramp.com/sports.
32 years in the making and only getting better. 6 Mile is a Aquina Festival is happening Saturday, May 21st on Main Street in downtown 6 Mile. Enjoy live music featuring Under the Sun Band, LC Branch, Dave Sherup, and Luke Deuce. Food and craft vendors, a timed 5K and fun run, kids games, train rides, dance groups, and a special appearance by Cherokee Indians celebrating Princess Isaquina. All the festivities are free. Runs 10 a.m. until 7 p.m. Visit 6 Mile is Aquina Festival. Facebook for details.
Has the automotive chip shortage stalled your earnings? Get your career back in gear with Glenraven, makers of high-quality, high-demand Sunbrella products. Sunbrella is constantly researching and developing new ways of bringing durability, comfort, and style to the places people live, work, and play. All Glenraven Sunbrella manufacturing plants are hiring. Whether you're an experienced manufacturing pro or new and willing to be trained, full-time employees have the opportunity to work 40 to 48-hour work weeks. You'll earn highly competitive pay plus premium pay for night shifts. In addition, Sunbrella offers paid vacation, paid holidays, 401k matching, a pension program, free on-site medical care, 24/7 fitness centers, and more. Join an established company and get back to full-time in no time. Apply today at join.sunbrella.com. Visit join.sunbrella.com today to get your career back in gear.
With the largest coverage of any sports talk station in the upstate, nobody does it better than us. We're 105.5 and 97.5, The Roar, where every day is game day.
How about this, Rona? A Sprinter 412 writes, while I eat plain sour cream by the spoonful like yogurt or ice cream, I do too. He says, dip chips in it all the time for an entree. Yep. He said, I used to think of it as a poor man's chip dip, but now everything is expensive, so there's that. Exactly. Exactly right. Honestly, Ramona, I buy these big tubs from food distributor.
Sour cream, right?
Yeah. I buy it in these big tubs from a food
sour
distributor.
Sour cream.
Yeah, and I get the cream cheese that way too. Only Philadelphia, though. I'm cream cheese specific.
Snob.
Call it whatever you want. None of those others are Philadelphia cream cheese, and there is a clear difference. There just is. I don't mind paying for the things I like. Len, how are you, Len? Good to have you.
Hey, I'm doing good. Yeah, thanks. I appreciate Walt. Well, I mean, honestly, I could go without watching horse racing the rest of my life. I really don't. There's another way that appeals to me because if you don't gamble, you know, but I will say I just happened to cut the TV on the other day and saw the horse. That horse won, what was like an 80-1 odds or something like that?
Yeah.
Got put in last minute. The first thing I thought of, though, it was like attacking that other horse after it won. I'm like, this horse is juiced. This horse is, like, on something. So I wonder, and I know the guy brought it up earlier, you think this horse was doping or something? If they did something? Because that horse was like, I never seen a horse attack another horse. Like, did you see it?
I did see it. I think it's unique conduct, but I think it was unique for this horse to win the race. I don't think there was anything done to the horse that can turn it into a rocket ship. None of the known steroids would have that effect on a horse. Okay. Plus, they're thoroughly tested. I mean, they're actually subject in the Kentucky Derby to three-prong testing. There's testing that's done 10 days to 14 days before the race. That brings into question, did they still get that part of the testing in with this horse? Because this horse didn't show up there till Friday. Then there's a test that's done called for a result that's called milkshaking. That test is done like 30 minutes before the race, so the horse was absolutely tested for that. And then post-Kentucky Derby, the winner and up to three other horses get put through the most rigorous tests, where it's blood and urine examination, and they test for 1,500 known cheating substances, methods of cheating. And
I can't believe it. I'm calling a radio show to talk about horses doping.
That's pretty
much better than talking about the I guess it's better than talking about the Cowboys. But it was an upset, and I get it. It was an upset, but for people to talk about, and I know you tweeted, and that's fine. I'm not saying you're wrong, but in my opinion, let me just get my opinion.
Yeah.
The USA-Russia game, to me, was a bigger upset just because of, maybe it's because it was USA and it was politics and it was the Olympics.
Well, it was more important
to you. It's actually humans.
It was more important
to you. It was actually, you're right. It was actually humans. And then, Tyson Douglas, Buster Douglas, I played the Mike Tyson video game, and you couldn't beat him. And so, you remember that video game where you had those, like, five guys you had to go through, whatever? And so, to me, that was a bigger upset. And Ali and Liston, maybe, and I don't know. I guess if you go look at the odds, it's a pretty big upset, but I still can't. To me, the USA... I'm not going to remember in 10 years anything about this. Like, where was I when whatever the horse's name was came from behind at 80-1 odds and won? But I remember exactly where I was as a 9-year-old watching that game. So, does that make sense at all?
Well, yeah, but I think what happens, Len, I think we're sort of conflating issues, because I also wrote, and I understand the nature of this. I think the hockey experience was a completely different thing. We did not like the Russians. They didn't like us. We didn't like them. This was nationalism. It was patriotism. It was all these. It was every ism you could think of that was involved in that. And so the stakes were enormously high. And
they were pros too.
Right.
We were amateurs.
Right. And again, the stakes were incredibly, incredibly high, and I just think it went way beyond sports. So I think there's elements of it that clearly trump it for you. Like, you're not interested in horse racing. That's so when you compare those two things, you're like, it's horse racing. And the other is,
I hate hockey too.
Right. Well, and I understand that. Hockey. But I'm just simply pointing out that doesn't change the nature of the degree of the upset. You know what I mean? That's almost a separate thing.
Well, can I say one more thing?
Yeah.
What would be a bigger upset? This horse winning, or the Dallas Cowboys getting to the Super Bowl next year and winning the Super Bowl with Dak Prescott quarterback?
Oh, we won't need any upset for that, Len, because by the time we get 2 weeks from the start of the season, you'll be telling me that's going to happen.
What are the worst odds? Dallas winning the Super Bowl? Or that horse, that horse went in the other day.
Yeah, you're right. So, Dallas.
I don't know. All right. I got to bring it back to my Cowboys. I can't believe I called in about a horse. All right. See you, Walt.
You know, I got to admit, it's sort of funny.
He just wanted to mention his Cowboys because he didn't want to talk about a horse.
That's hysterical. 7-0 Ted, how are you?
Well, you know, my Dolphins got about as good a chance as the Cowboys winning the Super Bowl this year, so I'm already in for the upset. Your analysis on the race was spot on. You know, I commented on Twitter. I thought maybe Douglas and Tyson was a bigger upset because in my mind, for some reason, I was thinking it was 80-1 odds or 101 odds. It's just at that time when you look at Mike Tyson, everybody except Buster Douglas thought that Mike Tyson was going to win that fight. So
you know, I guess in my mind I felt it was a bigger upset. But then, when I went and looked at the odds and it was 42-1 odds,
right.
You know, I had to say, yeah, I mean, it's a bigger upset. You know, well, and that was my first thought.
And you know what, Ted, on that fight, again, I mentioned this earlier, but if Buster Douglas had shown up as motivated and as in shape for all the rest of his fights as the one fight against Tyson, you might have had an undefeated heavyweight champion, and his name would have been Buster Douglas. The guy basically showed up for one fight in his career in shape, and it was that fight.
Yeah, hands down. And he credits it to his mom passing away,
yeah.
I guess.
His mother passing motivated him, and you'd have to say it did because, again, he never looked like it. Fundamentally, he was a fat guy his whole boxing career. But that one fight against Tyson, I don't think Tyson paid much attention to Douglas. I don't think Tyson knew that Douglas was killing himself to be in the greatest shape of his life. And so you had Tyson who was allegedly partying, and I forget all the stories now, but he was not preparing and taking that fight seriously, and Douglas was taking it more seriously than any fight he had ever fought. And you got that result.
End this on a Braves note real quick. It took 2 out of 3 against Milwaukee. That's a pretty good win. That's a pretty good series win anyway you slice it.
Yeah.
And Acuna, he's starting to spark, and he's 4 for 4 in stolen bases.
Yeah.
So I fully expect him to be a 30-30 player this year as well.
Yep.
And, it's going to be an interesting race. I think these Mets are a little bit different than Mets of years past.
Well, you hope it's going to be an interesting race. Ted, I got to run.
All right.
Hey, let me tell you about Turner's. It's time to discover the perfect gift at Turner's Jewelers. Incredible selection of silver, gold, diamonds, precious gemstones. Turner's has dazzling jewelry to make her smile on any occasion or no occasion at all. Their artists can custom design and create a spectacular piece to match your lifestyle. The Pandora collection of fine jewelry is ideal for any season. Turner's has been saying, I do the Upstate since 1959. Discover a wedding band as beautiful as she is, one that's as bold as you. Turn back time with Turner's with a stunning pre-owned Rolex watch. Shopping at Turner's is so easy. Visit turnersjewelers.com. Find the sparkle in every moment with the perfect jewelry selection. Bring in your old silver or gold. Turner's will pay top dollar prices on the spot. Endless choices of bracelets, earrings, necklaces, watches, rings. Love is timeless. Make sure your jewelry is too. Discover the elegance for every occasion. Visit today at the Applewood Shopping Center in Seneca, next to Belk. Turner's Jewelers, where Southern hospitality meets diamond know-how. And again, Mark stocks the largest selection of diamonds in the Upstate. Nobody is close. When it's time to pop the question, they have something for everybody. Turner's is a special place. It's not a chain. Go see them. You'll thank me later. Quick break.
WCZP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT-AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Out with the old and in with the new. Granger Nissan is celebrating the spring the best way we know how, by getting you into that new vehicle you've been eyeing. With the largest inventory to choose from, we know we can get you in the right vehicle for you and your family. And speaking of old, take advantage of your car's trade-in value at its peak. We'll buy the car from you without a purchase. Granger Nissan of Anderson at 3510 Clemson Boulevard, only 25 miles from Greenville, and always online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
If you have sinking concrete around your home, Canty Foundation Specialists can lift and restore your concrete to help eliminate trip hazards and pooling water problems. We level concrete driveways, walkways, patios, pool decks, and slabs in South Carolina, North Carolina, and Georgia using a proven polyurethane foam injection solution called PolyLevel. With PolyLevel, we can quickly restore the appearance and safety of your concrete without the mess or cost replacement of traditional mud jacking. Call today, 1-844-333-7354.
Since 1917, Harbin Lumber Company has been a top lumber and building supplier in the industry. Their number one asset is their employees, people who are dedicated to providing quality building products and contractor services. People just like you, working to grow and be a part of the community. From construction projects to large remodeling jobs, see the hardworking folks people have entrusted for nearly 100 years. Harbin Lumber Company, serving South Carolina, Georgia, and North Carolina, and online at harbinlumber.com.